No, they know we mean business. Okay, swabs. Prime your blasters and grab a blade. You there, Master Gunner. Give me 6 cannons with solid shot on my command. No more and no sooner. Aim to hit amidships. Only got 10 shots. Gotta make everyone count. Get going.
On my way.
JB tossed Mildred the shotgun. She made the catch and he took off at a run.
Doc, Dean, with me.
Doc and Dean followed close behind the armorer. Grimly, Mildred slid a fresh cartridge from the loops on the shoulder strap and fed it into the belly of the SNW M4000. Not buckshot, but the stainless steel flechette slivers. Just let the pirates get close, and they'd think they stepped into a meat grinder.
Ready on the deck! Aim! Mind the pan flash! Fire!
A dozen sailors discharged their flintlock muskets. Puffs of smoke on the enemy ship showed where the 75 caliber mini-balls impacted, but not a pirate fell. In response, a flight of arrows from the Delta Blue arched into the sky, then plummeted to hit all over the constellation, mostly only punching holes in the taut sails. Ryan shot again. A lantern shattered, starting a small fire. The archers rushed to extinguish the blaze.
Good shot!
Ryan jacked a fresh round into his weapon. The pirate cannons bellowed flame and smoke, and another volley of cannonballs whistled over the deck, but much lower. Caught loading her weapon, the busty redhead gave half a scream as she was hit directly in the stomach. Blood vomited from her mouth, and both arms and legs broke off from the brutal collision. The torso went sliding across the deck, leaving a crimson wake, and went over the side of the ship.
Oh, Susie.
Estimating the range at 150 yards, Ryan started leveling rounds at the pirates. The man in the crow's nest clutched his face and fell, spiraling to the deck. The acne-scarred man flinched as a spoke on the wheel exploded into splinters, but he never let go and continued doggedly for the Constellation. Ryan aced 3 more men on the open deck, but it seemed to make no difference. Another pirate was already climbing into the crow's nest, shouting orders to the crew below. The rest of the companions stood with blasters ready, waiting for the other ship to get closer so they could shoot.
Ace them!
The others cut loose, the barrage of rounds startling the pirates and chilling several.
We need a bastard bazooka!
Ryan jacked out the spent magazine and shoved it into a pocket. Searching his belt, he found another rotary clip of 5 rounds and slid it into the open breech of the hot weapon.
Satchel charge.
Shotgun slung over a shoulder, Mildred thumbed fresh rounds into her ZKR-38 target pistol.
Ready? Fire!
The crew shot their muskets once more. As the crew of the Constellation reloaded, only 2 arches on the Delta Blue unleashed arrows, then the pirates fired their long blasters. Rounds hummed by and a rope parted, but nobody was hit. However, the 3-masted ship was much closer and gaining every minute.
What's that?
We're ready, Captain.
Then fire!
The Constellation shook from the volley of her cannons, dark smoke stretching across the waters. On the pirate ship, a water barrel exploded. Several pilots reeled, covered with splinters, and a large section of the front gunwale was torn away. A pirate fell, missing a leg, and was dragged to safety by his crewmates. But the broadside had done little damage.
Too high! Use chain this time!
Chain?
Doc swabbed out a hot cannon to quench any lingering sparks inside. He withdrew the wet bundle of rags and stroked in the dry rags to remove any excess moisture.
You'll see, Doc. Load these 2. We've got to conserve.
When Doc and Dean had done their jobs and retreated to a safe distance, JB used a piece of burning rope on the end of a pole to touch off the fuses. The 3 cannons roared in a neat line, the black smoke of the discharge blocking their view for a few moments. As it cleared away, the companions saw a dozen ropes dangling loose, sliced completely through by the whirling length of heavy chain spinning across the ship. A lot of men on deck were missing, and the aft mast slowly cracked and toppled over into the sea, taking 5 men caught in the rigging along with it into a watery grave. The pirate ship was crippled, but still moving closer.
Again!
A huge tear appeared in the forward sail, and a gaping hole was punched in the side of the Delta Blue, a good 10 feet above the waterline.
By the three Kennedys, we missed! Just a tad lower and she'd be sinking like a rock.
Once more should do it.
With fucking what? That was it for black powder. There's nothing left in the barrels. Now we go up on deck and dig in with the rest.
I have 2 pounds of black powder. Any good?
Useless. Wouldn't get a 12-pound ball halfway.
To hell with it.
Dean went to the nearest open hatch. Pulling out his Browning semi-automatic blaster, he aimed at the pirates.
Dean, no!
Why not? Might get one of them.
Firing from a cannon port would mean we are out of powder, and that means we are defenseless. But are we really defenseless?
What's a plan?
C4, my good man. Do we have any left?
Dark Knight. We do.
JB rummaged in the munitions bag hanging from his shoulder. The armorer extracted a grayish rectangle of what looked like oily clay.
Hot damn! A full block! That might be enough.
Start cutting. We'll do the rest.
As JB got busy with a knife, Dean's face suddenly brightened in understanding, and the boy joined the silver-haired man at a portal, banging away steadily with his Browning. The row of cannons on the Delta Blue thundered again, and the Constellation trembled as something slammed into her sides.
Grape shot! Got holes in us from stem to stern.
Above the water level?
Aye, sir.
Then fuck it. Keep firing.